You're listening to a podcast from Dublin's Talking, downloaded from sunshineradio.ie.
To mark the start of a programme of events for Africa Day 2011, an African-themed street performance will take place at 12:30 today at Cows Lane in Temple Bar in Dublin 2. Salam Bugaya joins me now. Good morning, Salam. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So Africa Day, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, Africa Day is actually celebrated every year, and it was an it's an official day within the African Union, but outside even Africa itself, it's celebrated worldwide. Here in Ireland, as people know that Ireland is one of the major funders and give aid to Africa, it has been actually been celebrated since 2006 with the support of the Irish Aid. This year, it's additional because it's 2011 has been actually designated by the UN General Assembly as the International Year for People of African Descent. So it's adding the flavor of Africa Day itself. But there are quite a lot of events that are going on in Dublin, in Limerick, in Galway, and even all over the country. Several groups and organizations are holding events. Like you've said there, we are going to have the Waso today from 12:15 to 1:45. There'll be a workshop, an event of things going on. But the whole event kickstart off tomorrow. Before, it has only been a one-day event. But this year, it will be actually a series of events throughout the week. And it's kickstarting again tomorrow. We'll have events starting here in Dublin. We have a five-side soccer tournament, Family Day, organized by Africa Center itself, which is going to start from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will be at the old Belvedere Football and Rugby Club in Donnybrook, Dublin 4.
Excellent.
And after, we'll also have an event going on in the Dublin Zoo at the African Plains, which will also start from 11 up to 4 as well. So there'll be quite a lot of activities tomorrow itself, being a Saturday. And people can find that more information on the Irish Aid website, www.irishaid.ie. So they'll see what is happening within Dublin. And apart from Dublin, we'll have more events in Galway. You know, Galway African Film Festival will be mirroring, will be showing a film called The Mirror Boy from 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. And also in Limerick, you know, there are quite a lot of events going on. The proper event in Limerick will be actually going on the 29th. And there will be things like drumming, there will be exhibition. There will be quite a lot of activities going on. On the 26th, there's also a program featuring the Irish Missionary and the work of the Irish Missionary at the Irish Aid. And that will be at 6 o'clock at the Irish Aid itself. In my own organization here, AKIDWA, the African and Migrant Women's Network, we will have an event going on the 28th, Saturday the 28th. Most of these events are free, apart from a few like the one on the 21st tomorrow evening, where there will be the dancing and drumming festival at the Film Center, the Baton Factory, tomorrow evening. But most of them are really almost free, and I would really encourage as many people as possible to come. So the purpose of Africa Day is really to highlight the opportunity of the cultural and economical potential that Africa have. And also it helps us with the linkages with the Africa people and the highlights you're talking about their culture and economic potential that they have. So I would actually like to welcome everybody from Ireland to try and participate in the series of activities that are going to take place all over Ireland. And I would promise that there will be a lot of enjoyment. People will get to learn a lot and also enjoy the dance, the music, the food. And it will be quite interesting and good.
And tell me about Miss Africa Ireland as well. She's going to be in attendance.
Miss Africa Ireland, yeah, she will be. Actually, tomorrow night, that's the Waso when they were playing at the Dublin Castle. Not Dublin Castle, but the Dublin Temple Bar.
Yeah.
They'll be there from, I'm just trying to check for my program, they will actually be there in the evening. So if anybody want to attend that, they could go in the evening. They will be able to see them at the Temple Bar.
Good stuff.
The Baton Factory, that's where they will be.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely cracking celebration. How's the African community doing here at the moment, Salam?
Doing very well, I would say. You know, majority of the people have really established themselves. You know, the most of the people have made